This is Ted Kennedy. Campaign financing reform is finally entering the home stretch for action by Congress. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the campaign financing reform debate in Congress is finally for real. It's true that it's giving heartburn to some Democrats, too, but that's nothing compared to the intense opposition that you and your Republican friends are mounting against needed reforms. The problem and the abuses have been around for a long time, Al, but that's no excuse for business as usual. In fact, every year the problem gets worse. Elections for Congress have become auctions in which the highest bidders are the wealthiest special interest groups and their political action committees. They lavish vast campaign contributions on candidates for the Senate and House. In return, they get undeserved benefits in future legislation worth millions or even billions of dollars. It's legalized bribery, Al, and it's time to call a halt.
What you maybe meant to say, Ted, is that it's legalized bribery and it's time Democrats did more than just give lip service to PAC and special interest group influence. What's really happening here is that the Democrats in Congress are setting up a new entitlement program for politicians, taxpayer-funded campaigns. Talk about congressional perks. Ted, your talk is pretty cheap. Your idea of reform gives labor unions and other powerful special interest groups the green light to influence elections through sewer money, money that is unregulated, unlimited, and even more sinister, undisclosed. Only the Republican plan puts all campaign money right on the top of the table where the voters can see it. Not only that, your plan does nothing whatsoever to stop special interest and PAC influence. The GOP plan does. And as you said, Ted, it's legalized bribery and it's time to call a halt. These are true words to live by, pal, not just to mumble and mutter. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.